You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is Lord over all. Learn more in week two of the Apostles' Creed.
Good morning, Victory, Metro East. Kumusta po kayo? Nakapag-almusal na po ba kayo? Praise God. We are now on our second week of our series, The Apostles' Creed. Last week, si Pastor Dini preached about I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker or Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe that God is our Creator? He's the God who created and formed us in His image. No? And today we'll be talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. No? And just for our information, the first mention of the Apostles' Creed occurs in a letter in around 390 AD in an assembly of church leaders in Milan, Italy. Sino na po sa inyo nakapunta sa Milan, Italy? Wala pa. Italian food. Mahil kayong mga... Pero ito po ay meron silang tradisyon o paniniwala na during the 4th century, na dahil ito pong Apostles' Creed, kung i-breakdown po natin to, meron po itong 12 succinct or short statements about our historic faith. No? Kaya ina-associate nila, meron tradition na each of the 12 apostles contributed a line to the Apostles' Creed. And this creed is a summary, a statement of what we believe, what the apostles taught, what Jesus our Lord taught, His followers. It's a definition of our historic faith in a simple, in a magnificent, in a solemn and orderly manner. And so let us declare today what we believe. No? Let's have a declaration of what we believe. Ito lang yung first 2 weeks, okay? Ready, go. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Okay, so yun po yung topic natin yun. And let's read from Romans 1, 3 and 4 concerning His Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God. Everybody say, Son of God. In power, according to the Spirit of holiness by His resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say, Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for revealing Yourself to us. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank You, Father, for Your grace, for Your love, for Your compassion to each one of us. Holy Spirit, move into our hearts today, this morning. Help us to understand Your Word. Help us to know that what we believe goes back to the first century, goes back to the time when Jesus was here, when the apostles were here. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Ang ating pong topic ngayon is our Lord Jesus Christ and... There's a good reason why there's a follow-up. No? Last week, it's about God the Father, God Almighty. And today, it's about God the Son, no? Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a good follow-up because we want to pair up with God the Son, with God the Father. No? And even though we know that God the Father sent His Son, for God so loved the world that He sent His Son, pinadala ng Ama ang anak. Even though the Son came from the Father and He is submissive to the Father when He was here, Jesus humbled Himself and prayed to the Father. He is in submission to the Father. He is nonetheless equal, kapantay, the Son is equal to the Father and with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. Because we know that Matthew 11:27, all things have been committed to Me by My Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. And so we can only know the Father through the Son. Si Jesus po ang nag-introduce para makilala natin ang tunay na Diyos. And also we can see in John 5:18 that Jesus is equal with God the Father. No? Kaya nga yung mga Hudyo, mga Jews, ay mga Pharisees, no, gusto niya lang batuhin si Jesus, no, because He was calling God His own Father, making Himself equal with God. No? So, Jesus is God. He is equal with God the Father. But in the first early centuries, first, second, third, fourth centuries, marami pong mga heresies. Alam niyo po yung heresies, no? Yung chocolate na heresies, yung mga false teachings, maling katuruan, no, na lumaganap, no? Denying the divinity or the humanity of Jesus, no? So like the Ebionites, no? Ebionites, they thought that Jesus was just a man. These are Jewish Christians, but they rejected the virgin birth, no? Regarding Jesus as just a man normally born of Joseph and Mary, no, tao lang siya, and they held that he was a predestined Messiah who would return to reign on earth. No, siya'y tao lamang. There are plenty of Ebionites today who say that Jesus was just a good man. He's just a prophet, just like the Muslims. Patuloy pa rin po itong thinking na to, no? Hanggang sa ngayon. The other heresy is the Docetists. Jesus is not human at all. No, he is fully God. No, he's completely divine. They say that Jesus just seemed tila tao lamang. He's just a man, or he seemed like a man, but he's not human at all. No, he is totally divine. And then there are the Arians. No, na si Arius, nanggaling po to kay Arius, is isang church elder sa Alexandria, Egypt, and he says that Jesus was just a created being, a mighty God, but not almighty God. No, he's just a demigod. No, so parang ito yung katumbas ng mga kulto ngayon na niniwala na Jesus is mighty God, mas mababa, no? Parang yung ADD ang dating doon, no? Kulto rin po yan. So, mag-ingat po tayo sa mga maling katuroan. Is Jesus just a man? Did he remain as a baby? Nanatili po ba siyang sanggol sa ngayon? Nanatili po ba siyang nakapako sa krus? Bakit wala po tayo ditong krus na may nakapako? No? Who is Jesus today? What does the Bible say and teach about who the real Jesus is? Is Jesus just a great prophet or a miracle worker? No, pag sinasabi po natin sa creed, sa confession natin, I believe in Jesus. I believe He is the Christ. He is God's only Son. He is the Lord. No, may implication po yan. Nung last week, nung sinabi na, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. No, ibig sabihin po doon ay, kakaiba po yung paniniwala natin sa mga Eastern religions, sa like Hinduism, no? And Eastern religions who believe that God is part of creation. Pero ito, makita natin God is separate from creation. No? Dahil siya yung lumalang ng kalawakan. No? Kaya iba po yun sa Hinduism, Confucianism, Taoism. So iba po ng paniniwala. No? And then, I believe in Jesus. He is the Christ. So, nagsaseparate po tayo sa Judaism, sa mga Jews, sa mga sa Israel, who believe that Jesus was just a prophet, or he is not the Messiah. No? Kaya, also with Islam, no, it's a breakaway. And so as Christians, why do we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? What does it mean when you say He is the Son of God? And we say Jesus is Lord. No? This is just a name of a church. Ano ibig sabihin nito? What is the significance of our faith in Christ? Dahil ito po ang mahalaga. No? Normally, we say the main point at the end. No? Pero ito, sa umpisa na lang, sasabihin ko na sa inyo, what you believe about Jesus today will determine how you live your life today and where you will spend your eternity someday. No? Kung ano po ang paniniwala natin kung sino si Jesus ngayon, ay siya po magtatakda, siya po yung makaka-apekto kung paano tayo mamuhay sa ngayon at kung saan tayo mabubuhay pagkatapos natin mamatay in all of eternity. No? Because if you're right about Jesus, then you'll spend your eternity with God in heaven. No? But if you're wrong about your belief in Jesus, then you won't spend with God in eternity in heaven. No? So, who is Jesus? Why? Because knowing God, no, is, sabi ni Jesus sa John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. No, ito raw ang buhay na walang hanggan, na ang tao'y makakilala sa tunay na Diyos at si Jesus Kristo na kanyang ipinadala at isinugo sa mundo. No, this is eternal, having a personal relationship with God. And so the question today is, who is Jesus? Who is the real Jesus? The Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus of the Scriptures. Unang-una, Jesus is the Son of God. No? I believe in His Son, no? Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. When we say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we believe that He is fully God, 100% God. No? At makita po natin to sa Matthew 16, 13 to 16. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, that's a northern part of Galilee, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Okay, ano ba ang sabi ng mga, ano ba sinasabi ng tao? Mga, ano ba yung naririnig nyo? Ano ba ang sinasabi ng survey? No? Sino si Jesus? Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say, John the Baptist. Katulad ka raw ni John the Baptizer. No? Kasi napakagaling mong mag-preach. You preach with power. Others say Elijah because you're a miracle worker. Or in others, they say you're like a Jeremiah. You're the one of the prophets who came back to life, no? Because you have compassion and love towards the people. And He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" No? Kayo, anong masasabi niyo sa akin? Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." No? So iba-iba sila ng opinion. Sabi ni Peter, "Alam ko, kilala kita. Ikaw ang anak ng buhay na Diyos. You are the Son of the living God." Now, Jesus took His disciples to the region, to the district of Caesarea Philippi, which is a pagan territory. No? Ito pong Caesarea Philippi, ito po ay originally named Panias, or the city of Pan. No? Pan. No? Maraming pandesal siguro. City of Pan. No? This city, or Peter Pan, but this city has a grotto, meron po siyang grotto devoted to the worship of Pan, P-A-N, the Greek god of desolate places, the Greek god of a wasteland, no? Desolation. And this was a cave that gushed water. Meron pong kuweba at may water, leading people to call it the gateway to the underworld or the river Styx. No? Alam niyo yung banda na Styx, "Take me back on my boat or to the river." Ayan, no? So, yan po ang background niya. Papunta sa kailaliman ng mundo, yung mga patay, no? Underworld, the gateway to the underworld. And this was the city where Jesus had its background. No? Ito yung mga punong-puno ng nicho, mga libingan, ng pagan gods, pagan deities, no? False gods. And why would Jesus ask the who question here? No? Kasi nga ito yung background niya. No? Ito yung sa likod niya, yan yung mga libingan ng mga Roman Greek gods and Greek gods. No? Because Jesus was saying, "I am the Son of God and behind me are the false gods, the false idols." No? Whether it is Pan, Apollo, Zeus, Mercury, Aphrodite, Percy Jackson, or whoever, whatever god you believe, no? These are counterfeit deities. I am the true God. They are fake imitations. I am the reality. They are dead idols. I am the living God. That's what Jesus was declaring. So Jesus took His disciples to this location for them to know that Jesus was more than a Jewish Messiah. He is the Savior of the world, the Lord and Christ. Jesus is the Son of God, not just a Son of God like Hercules, the son of Zeus. No? Siya ang tunay na anak ng Diyos. And so, Jesus took His disciples para mabago niya ang kailangang pag-iisip, so that they would reframe their thinking about what they have heard about the claims of other false gods. No? And that they would really have the conviction that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, true God, 100% God. And Jesus replied, no? In-affirm niya si Peter, "You are blessed, Simon, because hindi to galing sa iyo. This was revealed to you by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock," what rock? "The rock of confessing and believing that Jesus is the Son of God, that I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." And so if you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, if you believe Jesus is God, then the gates of hell, the powers of darkness, will not prevail against you. No, you will overcome. You will you will conquer, you will defeat all the powers of hell. No? Ikaw ay magwawagi, makukonquer mo, matatalo mo ang lahat ng kampon ng kadiliman. No? Kaya lahat ng kampon ng kadiliman, lahat ng kampon ng demonyo, lahat ng kasamaan, no? We have the power to overcome all evil. Why? Because we believe Jesus is God, victorious, we are part of the overcoming church. Kaya nga, ang pangalan church natin, Victory, no? Overcoming church. Do you believe that you are part of the overcoming church? No, at you will overcome the powers of darkness. Naniniwala ba kayo na may kapangyarihan kayo sa lahat ng demonyo? Sa lahat ng multo? Nakakita na ba kayong multo? Ng taong mukhang multo? O, huwag kayong matakot. Nasobrahan lang sa pulbos. No? O yung ano lang, nasa, nag-brown out lang. May hawak na kandila. Nandiyan, nakalagay. Kaya, anyway, so, gusto nyo talaga maka-encounter or, no, alam mo kung bahay, no? Na, pero wala na tayong oras para pag-usapan nyo. Saka na lang, kukukwento. Huh? So next na siguro. And here are what the other theologians say about the meaning of Jesus as the Son of God. No? Sabi po ni Wayne Grudem, ito pong sa libro niyang Systematic Theology, ito pong libro nito, kung ito recommended ko sa inyo kung gusto niyo magpalalim sa theology. The phrase Son of God refers to Jesus as the heavenly eternal Son who is equal to God Himself. No? Title na Anak ng Diyos, ang ibig sabihin po niyan ay katumbas, kapantay ng Diyos, Diyos Ama. No? The phrase, according to Walter Elwell, the phrase Son of God is a title used of Jesus to indicate that He is divine in nature, just as the title Son of Man, among other things, indicates that He is human. And so we believe Jesus is fully God and fully human. No? And because Jesus is God, no, who is all-knowing, how many of you believe God is all-knowing, omniscient? No? Because Jesus is God, He is all-knowing, He is all-powerful, He is omnipresent. And therefore, whenever we pray to Him, He has all the power and all the ability to hear and answer our prayers. Dahil si Jesus po ay Diyos, no? Pag tayo nanalangin, kaya nga we pray in Jesus' name, on the authority of the name of Jesus. No? Not on the authority of our goodness or our righteousness. Tayo humihingi, hindi dahil tayo mabuti. No? What we trust in God, we trust in Jesus. And so when we pray to God, when we pray to Jesus, no, and the Holy Spirit, no, He hears us. God hears us. Sino po sa inyo dito, marami nang sinagot si Lord sa prayer and fasting natin nung nakaraan. May mga pinagpe-pray nyo sa prayer and fasting, nasagot na ba ni Lord? Praise God. So, and I just want to share with you a testimony of one of our one of the couple, part of our Victory group leaders, si JR and Cherry Magsanok. Kausap po lang po sila kahapon sa baby dedication, anak ni Pastor Dan Encarnacion and Phoebe. No? Last year daw ay sunod-sunod ang mga blessings nila, no? Towards the last quarter of last year. No? At they were planning to adopt, kasi nga meron silang two boys, so they were planning to adopt a baby girl. But Cherry got pregnant and she gave birth to a baby girl. No? And then, yung may-ari ng bahay na tinitira na apartment na nirent nila, sabi ay kailangan na rin yung bahay. No? Binigay siya ng 2 months para maghanap. And they found this house in Marikina. The asking price is 20,000 per month. No? But they negotiated and then the owner herself nagsabi 12,000 na lang. No? Five bedroom house, no? Pwede tayong mag-party doon. No? But 5 bedrooms, no? 12,000 only. No? And pangatlo pa, binili sila, binihintay niya yung lumang kotse niya at nakakuha sila ng bagong Innova. No? So blessing God. Why? Because whenever we pray, God hears and listens to us. Jesus is God. No? He's all-powerful. He has all the ability to help us to hear our prayers. So Jesus is the Son of God. Number 2, Jesus is our Lord. Is Jesus Christ your Lord? Lord and King, Master, Governor, no? The ruler of your life. Philippians 2:11, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is Lord. That's the first creed. That's the first confession of the church. Mga Christians po noon ay persecuted. Nasa underground po sila, nasa kuweba po sila. Nagmi-meet dahil hinahanap po sila, pinagahanap sila at pinapatay because they won't bow to Caesar, the Roman Emperor. They won't offer incense to the Roman Emperor. And so, pinipersecute po sila noon. At kaya po, nagmi-meet sila sa dungeons and caves. Kaya po, meron tayong ganyan, no? Mga sulo, no? Yan yung mga ilaw sa caves, no? Dapat patay ang ilaw, eh. Para yan yung ilaw ngayon, eh. No? Parang kung re-enact natin yung, ano, no? Mga kandila, no? But the first known creed of the early church is Jesus is Lord. The Lordship of Christ is the very essence of Christianity. And if you want to be saved, yun ang isa sa mga password nila, no? Para makita, bago sila pumasok sa kuweba, they would say, Jesus is Lord. Or they would draw on the ground the symbol of the fish, ictus, no? Symbolizing the letters of Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, and Lord. And so when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek, no? The Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, translates the Greek, the Septuagint version. 70 scholars translated the Hebrew into Greek. No? The word, the covenant name of God, Yahweh, was translated into Lord. No? So Adonai and Jehovah, no? The Adonai, it means master, no? And Jehovah, no? The covenant name of God, I am who I am, it was translated into Lord. And so the word Kurios, K-U-R-I-O-S, Kurios, means sovereign, no? Sovereign ruler, the one who is supreme in authority, no? The governor, the king, the master in God. When you see Jesus as Jesus is Lord, no? Or Jesus meaning the Lord saves, no? When we say Jesus is Lord, we are saying that He is our Savior. Kaya nga sa Romans 10:9-10, no? Can you read it all together? Ready, go. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. For it is with your heart Okay. So, if you confess or declare with your mouth, Jesus is? Okay, not Jesus is Savior. Jesus is Lord. And then, He will be your Savior. Okay, Jesus is Lord first, and then He will save you. No? And so, in the New Testament, in the Bible, no, Jesus referred to a Savior, no, na-mention lang yung Savior, Jesus is Savior, 24 times. But, in the Bible, Jesus is referred as Lord, no, as 747 times, no, in the New Testament. And so when the two titles are mentioned together, no, Lord Jesus Christ, no, now lagi na una yung Lord before saving. So Jesus is not a fire insurance. Hindi po siya fire extinguisher, no. Pamatay sunog sa impyerno. No, He is our Lord first and foremost. And sabi nga ni Jesus sa Matthew 7:21, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Hindi lahat ng nagpapanggap o nagki-claim na Kristiyano siya ay makakapasok sa langit. No? So, yun lamang gumaganap o sumusunod sa kalooban ng Diyos Ama. Sabi po ni W.H. Griffith Thomas, isa pong co-founder ng Dallas Theological Seminar, our relation to Christ is based on His death and resurrection. And this means His Lordship. Indeed, the Lordship of Christ over the lives of His people was the very purpose for which He died and rose again. We have to acknowledge Christ as our Lord. Sin is rebellion, and it's only as we surrender to Him as Lord that we receive our pardon, our forgiveness from Him as our Savior. We have to admit Him to reign on the throne of our heart. Siya yung maghari sa trono ng puso natin. And it's only when He is glorified in our hearts as King that the Holy Spirit enters and abides? Are you living under the Lordship of Jesus? Lahat ba ng aspeto, lahat ng areas ng buhay mo are under His rulership? No? Are your finances in order? Are your relationships with your family under the dominion, under the rulership of Jesus? Sabi ni Jesus, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? If Jesus is our Lord, we will do what He says. So Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is Lord. And number three, in our Apostles' Creed, Jesus can say that Jesus became a man. God became a man. He was conceived by the Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Luke 1:35, and the angels answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Ang banal na Espiritu ay lulukob sa iyo at ipapanganak mo ang anak ng Diyos. Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. So bakit po mahalaga? Why is the virgin birth so crucially important to us? Because Christ's birth was the result of the Holy Spirit working within Mary's body. Okay? The immaterial, you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the material. You know? Si Mary, were both involved. And Mary, of course, could not impregnate herself. And so, in that sense, Mary was just a vessel. No, she was just an instrument. No, and so we don't pray to Mary. No, we don't pray to Mary because she is not God. She herself called, "I rejoice in God, my Savior." Diba? Kaya kung isipin nyo, kung mga tao nagpe-pray sa different lady, iba-ibang lady, diba? Lady of Manawag, Peña Francia, Fatima, Perpetual Help, merong lady, white lady sa Balete, no? Sino ba talaga ang totoong lady? No? Be My Lady, Martin Rivera, Mary herself, she acknowledged, "I need God as my Savior." No? So, therefore, pag dininay natin yung physical connection between Mary and Jesus would imply that Jesus was not fully human or truly human. But the Bible teaches that Jesus was truly and fully human. No? Yung physical body niya, He received it from Mary. At the same time, Jesus was fully God. And so, without the humanity of Jesus, who could not identify with us, He could not represent us before God. No, ito po yung sabi sa Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." No? Jesus is our high priest. Nakakasimpatya po sa tayo, naintindihan niya tayo dahil siya po ay tinukso rin, ngunit hindi siya nagkasala. No? Siya ay nagkatawang tao. No? Upang naintindihan niya po tayo, at siya, because he is a man, he understands us, he can represent us before God, he can bring us, no, to God, he can foster our adoption, no, so that we can become sons and daughters of God. No, he represents us to God. And so, because he is man, no, he can pay for our sins at the cross. He can die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sins. No. So, if Jesus is the Son of God, if Jesus is the Christ, the Lord, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, what is He doing in the world today to save us, to save humanity? Ano bang ginagawa ni Jesus ngayon? No, napanood yung ba yung pelikulang Blood Diamond? If you watch that movie, Blood Diamond, no? It's about the cartel of diamonds in Africa. No? And in this movie, Danny Archer, si Leonardo DiCaprio, has experienced a lot of heartbreaking and tragic experiences in his family, in his life, na pinatay yung kanyang parents, no? In the war-torn continent of Africa. And dahil dun sa mga masasaklap at mga mapapait na karanasan niya, no, he believed, paniniwala niya na ang Diyos ay umalis na raw sa mundong ito. God has left and forsaken this planet Earth a long time ago. No? But we know that's not true. But because Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe Jesus is the same today as what He is doing yesterday, in the past? He's still doing it today? No, He does not change. God doesn't change. Jesus, what He's doing in the past, He's still doing it today. And because of that, Jesus is still seeking and saving those who are lost. No? The fact that you are here today, no, is a proof that God sought you. Hinanap ka ng Diyos. No? God took the initiative to bring you into His presence. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Is Jesus still saving lost people today? What about those people who have no access to the Bible? Those who have no ready witness? Well, I read this article this week, no, about a Muslim family who claims that Jesus appeared to them with a specific message. Tyler Connell with the Ikbalo Project, nagtutur po sila sa US, mga campus, college campus sa US, sinishare nila mga stories and video footage documented sa kanilang about the dramatic how God is moving among Muslims, particularly with refugees. No? Alam niyo po doon sa Middle East, no, may kaguluhan po doon because of the war, there are many refugees. At so nagulat po yung mga estudyante sa binisita nila sa Harvard, MIT, Georgia, no, and they saw the presence of Jesus touching and healing, saving these students. And isa sa pinakita ng film ni Tyler Connell, no, yung a young missionary named Daniel, whose name has changed for security reasons, originally from Vermont. And then 2 years ago, Daniel moved to the Middle East to work with Syrian refugees. No? And one afternoon, Daniel walked into a white tent with a family of 8 people inside. Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm here to tell you about Jesus. No? So itong missionary pumasok sa isang tent, isang pamilya, 8, and hindi siya ready sa reaction nila. The family freaked out. No, yung pamilya na pinuntaan niya, na pinasok niya, talagang nagulat, nagulantang. They look at each other, almost turned white. No, namuti. The father was excited, yelling. No, what's going on? Daniel wondered. The interpreter explained that the night before Daniel's visit, the whole family was sitting in their tent having tea together, and a man in white opened the door to their tent and stood at the entrance. The man was glowing. Hello, my name is Jesus, and I'm sending a man tomorrow named Daniel to tell you more about me. Then he disappeared. So when Daniel arrived at their doorway and told them his name, they were completely undone. They asked him to tell them more about Jesus, and he gave them the gospel, and the whole family gave their lives to Jesus, Tyler Connell reports. So Jesus is saving, seeking the lost. And what are we doing today? Are we doing our part to share the good news of Jesus, to save people, those who are lost? And that's why when Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, bago niya i-baptize, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. Gusto mo mabaptize? And he answered, he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. No? Put your faith into action. And if you're really a believer of Jesus, then you would follow Him. You know? You'll be a disciple. You'll be part of a discipleship group, a victory group. You know? Because here in this big group, you know, we don't have time to interact, pray for one another, encourage one another. But in a small group, you know, you will experience the community, the love. No? Just like the 12 apostles, the 12 disciples. They were in a small group with Jesus. That's how they learned. That's how they were discipled. That's how they grew in their faith in Jesus. No? Being in a group. So if we believe Jesus is the Son of God, let's put our faith into action. Let's worship Him. Let's serve God. Let's honor Him in everything that we do. Let me pray for you today. As we confess, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is Lord. He became a man to sympathize with us. He has the authority in our lives. Let's pray, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you are Lord, you are our Master, our King, our Redeemer. You are the God who saves us. You are the God who created us. Help us to live our lives in full submission to you, because you are our Lord and Savior. Lord, we believe you died and rose again from the dead. And Lord, I pray for those people who need your help, who need financial provision, who need your healing. Lord, if you're that person, just cry out to God, just raise your hand, and Jesus will help you. Jesus sympathizes with you. Lord, I pray for these people who need a breakthrough, a miracle in their lives. Just as you visited this Muslim family, Lord, I pray for your divine intervention upon these people who are raising their hands. They need financial support. They need healing in their bodies. They need favor in their job, in their offices. I pray, Lord, for complete healing in their bodies. I pray for favor and financial blessing upon them. I pray for restoration of families. Lord, you know their situation. You know all things. Alam mo po lahat ng bagay. Nakikita mo po ang kanilang kalagayan. And Lord, I pray that you will visit them, touch their hearts. Holy Spirit, fill their hearts with your love and bring healing to their hearts. Bring healing, restoration to families. Alisin po mga galit, misunderstanding, mga alitan, mga sama ng loob. And I pray, Lord, restoration. I pray for your love, grace, kindness, goodness, mercy, and compassion to be upon them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.